This is Ham College, episode 131, for December 5th, 2025. Ham College is brought to you by ICOM. The season is all about connection, and ICOM keeps that spirit shining with amateur radios that deliver clarity, reliability, and reach. Good evening. Welcome to another exciting episode of Ham College. I'm Professor Thomas.
And I'm Dean Martin.
And we're going to learn you some stuff tonight about the amateur radio technician exam.
We're going to do gazintas tonight.
We're going to do a few of those, yes.
Yep.
Tonight's wardrobe is courtesy of VE3MIC, who sent these to us.
Which most of our wardrobe is.
You know, now that you mention that, I believe you're right.
If it wasn't for him, we'd just be doing shirts and skins up here like you did in high school basketball.
Yeah. There's a reason we're wearing these, not that we coordinated them.
It's totally an accident. Again, last time we wore them, it was an accident, too.
I believe it was. Stranger Things, man.
Yep.
That show is back on Netflix now. They've released the first four episodes of the current season. You watched them all?
Yeah, we binge watched them.
Yeah.
Two nights, we watched four of them.
Oh, we spread it out a little bit. I think we did four nights.
Oh, well, you paced yourself.
Yeah. It's an interesting show this time around. If y'all watch that, it's there. You can watch the new season.
Yeah, it's great.
There's a lot of tie-in to radio on there. I think I did see one or two ham radio transceivers. Plenty of CB action on there.
CB walkie-talkies.
Yeah. There, the main set is a mock-up of a radio station slash transmitter building. They've got a 50-kilowatt AM transmitter sitting back there. I don't know if it's a real transmitter or if it's a mock-up of one. Because I can't see any logos on it, so it could be a mock-up, but it looks like the real thing, and they've got it glowing real nice inside the window, so I think it's a little brighter than the actual tubes glowed in there, but, you know.
Yeah, it's all for effect.
Yeah.
Probably about a 40-watt bulb in there.
Yeah. The audio console, the tape machines, and all that stuff, those are authentic and, I guess, period correct as well. I did notice one other thing in the background. I don't know if anybody else noticed it or not, though. There is another transmitter that's sitting way back far behind that you only see in like one episode.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Collins Power Rock, which I had one of those at WJDX.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 5,000-watt transmitter.
I wouldn't recognize that if I saw one.
I guess that was their backup.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe it's a little unusual that a little small town like Hawking would have a 50,000-watt AM station.
You said it's unusual?
Yeah. Very unusual to have that kind of power. But anyway, it's a show. It's interesting.
Yeah, they did a good job with it. Looking forward to seeing what happens next.
Yeah. I mean, nah. Never mind.
I think they're going to do like Christmas or Christmas Eve or something. They're going to release like several more. And then I think the finale one is going to be on like New Year's Eve, maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't know. Yeah. Those kids have aged substantially.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not really kids anymore.
No.
Some of them are married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The girl, well, she's not a little girl anymore. The girl, the main one on there, she's married.
Huh. What did we talk about in the last show?
Let me think about that for just a minute. I got to reach way back in my memory banks here. Probably maybe something about capacitance and inductance terminology and units, about radio frequency definition in units, and maybe some impedance definition in units. Calculating power, too, I think.
That's always important.
It is.
Yeah. Tonight, we're going to talk about Ohm's Law and series and parallel circuits. Although...
So, Gazintas.
Yeah. Not a lot of series and parallel circuit.
You serious?
Of calculating.
You serious?
I'm serious. And parallel. So, I guess the first thing we can do, though, is maybe talk about tonight's subject.
James Madison?
Nope. George Simon Ohm.
Hmm.
Who lived from 1789 to 1854. He was a German mathematician and physicist. As a school teacher, Ohm began his research with the new electrochemical cell and invented by Italian scientist, and you may know this guy, Alessandro Volta.
Count Volta, I like to call him.
Yep. Using equipment of his own creation, Ohm found that there is a direct proportionality between the potential difference, voltage, applied across a conductor and the resultant electric current. This relationship is known as Ohm's Law. In January 1781, before it's George Ohm's work, Henry Cavendish experimented with Leyden jars and glass tubes of varying diameters and lengths filled with salt solution. He measured the current by noting how strong a shock he felt. I guess if you hadn't got a Simpson 260, that's how you...
Very scientific.
As he completed the circuit with his body, Cavendish wrote that the velocity, the current, varied directly as the degree of electrification voltage. He did not communicate his results to other scientists at the time, and his results were unknown until James Clerk Maxwell published them in 1879.
Huh.
Ohm did his work on resistance in the years 1825 and 1826, and published his results in 1827 as the book, and I'm not going to try the German pronunciation, but in English it would be The Galvanic Circuit Investigated Mathematically.
Well, that sounds bad enough in English.
He drew considerable inspiration from Joseph Fourier's work on heat conduction and the theoretical explanation of his work. For experiments, he initially used voltaic piles, batteries, but later used a thermocouple as it provided a more stable voltage source in terms of internal resistance and constant voltage. He used a galvanometer to measure current and knew that the voltage between the thermocoupled terminals was proportional to the junction temperature. He then added test wires of varying length, diameter, and material to complete the circuit. Basic Ohm's Law is defined with these three formulas today. Ohm's original calculation was a little more complex, but it can all be broken down to this. I, which is current, equals E, which is voltage, divided by resistance. Or E equal I times R, or R equal E divided by I. That's Ohm's Law and the guy who did it.
He's the one.
He is the one, and you know.
He wrote the law.
Yeah. You would think that he could spell his name correctly if he was that smart, but he
Georg.
He left the E off in the George.
Yeah, I know a guy named Georg in Germany.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, when I went to Germany for a work trip a couple of years ago, remember?
Is that how you pronounce it?
Georg. Uh-huh.
Georg, or here, you read this.
It's too late.
I guess we should get on into the questions. We might want a calculator tonight. What formula is used to calculate current in a circuit? A, I equals E times R.
B, I equals E divided by R.
C, I equals E plus R.
And D, I equals E minus R. It's not going to be D. There's no minuses in there. There's not going to be C because there was no C, pluses in the Ohm's Law. Little triangle you just showed us. So it's going to be B or A. E was at the top, so that means that's a divided by one, R. So it's going to be B. All right.
There you go. Good start.
What formula is used to calculate voltage in the circuit? A, E equals I times R.
B, E equals I divided by R.
C, E equals I plus R.
Or D, E equals I minus R. What formula is used to calculate voltage in a circuit? Okay. I guess it would just be best to go straight for the one I think is correct.
Straight for the throat.
Yeah. See, if it's I equals E over R, but we're trying to solve for voltage. Voltage is on the top. It'll be I times R. It would be A.
I agree.
Chat room? They're saying A. And it is.
Yeah, you deserve that.
If you can remember that.
Remember the top one.
Remember the top one, I equal E over R.
So you know voltage is E, and that's at the top.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some of them I saw was represented with V. But
yeah. I think Ohm used V in his. But, you know, occasionally you'll see somebody use V.
It only took me like 30 years of being a ham to figure that out.
I learned it in college, and for some reason, our instructor did not want us using that.
Why?
He won't. I don't know.
It's too easy?
You know, it's been, 50 years now, and I'm still not sure why he didn't want us to
Maybe
do
should
that.
Ask him.
Of course, he didn't want us to use calculators either. We were supposed to use slide rules.
I could see that at the time. Maybe.
Yeah, we got him to change the second year, though. What formula is used to calculate resistance in a circuit? A, resistance equals voltage divided by current.
B, R or resistance equals E divided by I.
C, resistance equals E plus I.
Or D, resistance equals I. I'm sorry. Or D, resistance equals E minus I. So if we're looking for resistance, that's going to be at the bottom. I believe it's going to be B, resistance equals E divided by I.
I'm going to agree with you, chat room. Yeah. B, good point. John just mentioned now instructors don't want you using chat GPT. Nothing changes. It is B. You got one for me?
I do. I have a good one here. This is a tough one. Gonna have to do some thinking on this one. Some ciphering, some gazentas. Okay. What is the resistance of a circuit in which the current of 3 amperes flows when connected to 90 volts? A, 3 ohms.
B, 30 ohms.
C, 93 ohms.
Or D, 270 ohms. I'm going to pull up a calculator. We'll do a little ciphering here. Our givens are 3 amps and 90 volts. So if we're going to use Ohm's law, I equals E over R, we know E and we know I. And since E is on top, that's going to be 90 volts divided by 3 amps. 30. B, 30 ohms.
I would concur.
What they're saying in the chat room. Yep. Okay.
Nailed it.
All right. You need to borrow my calculator?
I don't know. Let's see what the question is.
What is the resistance of a circuit for which the applied voltage is 12 volts and the current flow is 1.5 amperes? A, 18 ohms.
B, 0.125 ohms.
C, 8 ohms.
Or D, 13.5 ohms. So volts is at the top. So we're going to divide 12 divided by 1.5. Eight ohms.
Okay. Was that one of our choices?
It was. So I'm going to go with C, Charlie, 8 ohms.
Okay. I'm going to agree with you.
Okay.
You're correct.
If I get the answer wrong and you agree with me, do you get a buzzer too? I guess you do, kind of technically.
Well,
a honorary buzzer.
It depends on if it was a secret answer or I was trying to throw you off.
Uh-huh. I got you. All right. I got one for you.
Okay.
What is the resistance of a circuit that draws 4 amperes from a 12-volt source? A, 3 ohms.
B, 16 ohms.
C, 48 ohms.
Or D, 8 ohms. What is the resistance of a circuit that draws 4 amperes from a 12-volt source?
Come on, Omi, you got this.
I'm not even going to go to the calculator on this one.
Feeling kind of brave, huh?
Yeah. If I fall, you reach down there and grab me.
Okay.
Help me back up.
You probably won't have this one.
I equals E over R. We're wanting to know R, so that's got to be voltage is on top, so it's going to be 12 volts divided by 4 amps. A, 3 ohms.
Yep. 4 goes into 12 3 times.
What are they saying in the chat room?
A.
A. Fire up the craze for this one. 3 ohms. All right.
Way to go.
Would you believe
we're done?
No, we're halfway done.
No way.
Yeah.
We're just way too good.
Or they're way too easy.
They're pretty easy.
If you got the formula, you know.
Got the formula. If you understand voltage on the top.
What do you say?
We ain't giving away the shirt on my back.
We take a break. You grab the shirt out of the drawers.
Okay.
And we'll come back and give it away.
Sounds good.
The season is all about connection, and ICOM keeps that spirit shining with amateur radios that deliver clarity, reliability, and reach. Every call travels further, every friendship feels closer, and the airways become a place where the season's warmth never fades. Whether you're catching up with familiar voices or discovering new ones, ICOM keeps every signal bright. The IC7300 MK2 builds upon everything operators loved about the original IC7300, elevating it to a sharper, cleaner, and more capable HF experience. Its improved RMDR, lower phase noise, enhanced cooling, and expanded I/O options make it the next level performer for serious operators who want crystal clear reception, rock solid transmit quality, and modern conveniences that fit today's operating styles. The result is an HF 50 MHz transceiver that feels familiar yet unmistakably evolved. Improved RMDR and phase noise, lower heat generation and reduced power consumption, HDMI output for external displays, USB Type-C with dual COM ports, built-in CW decoder and audio peak filter, and RX antenna in-and-out connectors. The ID52A Plus is ICOM's most advanced handheld for operators who want powerful digital capability, wideband flexibility, and a modern interface that brings the airways to life. With expanded D-Star performance, an upgraded 2.3-inch color display, enhanced Bluetooth functions, and simultaneous dual-band monitoring, the ID52A Plus delivers a richer, more connected experience wherever you go. It's the next evolution of handheld communications, compact, capable, and unmistakably ICOM. Heard it, worked it, logged it. For more information about ICOM's amateur radios and to locate a dealer, please visit icomamerica.com/amateur today.
See, there is a shirt on the table here.
Yeah, I found this one in my drawers over here. Not those drawers. Got this nice Ham Crew t-shirt. Look just as good when you're leaving the Ham Fest as you did when you show up.
Wow.
And like I always say, I mean like always say.
Yeah. You know, we're
still always mean it.
We're going to have to iron that shirt one day.
Yeah, I was just noticing that.
Yeah.
Must have got put in another drawer in a hurry.
It's probably been just crumbled up and thrown in there a time or two.
Really good shirt, though.
It is.
I like mine. I still wear mine quite often.
So if a fella or a lady or they wanted one, how could you win one?
Well, you got to be lucky. But to get lucky.
Now, what he's about to tell you is not the real way to get lucky, but
you have to try your luck at it and send an entry in to hamcollege@amateurlogic.tv. Just give your name, and actually that's all you really need to do. Send the email and with your name on it. But if you want to put a note on there, we like to read them. If you don't want to put a note on there, you don't have to do that either, but you'd be interested in the drawing. If you entered and you did not win this month, after this show tonight, go ahead and send yours. Actually, you probably can go ahead and do it now, right?
Yeah.
So go ahead now and send your entry in if your name doesn't get called now, then for next month. The queue gets cleared out every month. Start from scratch.
It does. Right before you came here tonight. Because
while I was still working?
Yeah, while you were still working tonight, I was busy drawing. I went into our email inbox at hamcollege@amateurlogic.tv and randomly drew a lucky winner.
Who might the lucky winner be?
Well, the lucky winner this month is Fred Taylor. He said, I'm new to the show. Back in the 70s, I attended a trade school that offered an electronics class, and I loved it. Thanks from Gallatin, Tennessee, 34 miles north of Nashville, 7-3.
Congratulations, Fred.
Yeah, congratulations, Fred, 7-3. He didn't put a call sign, so maybe we can get him interested in becoming a ham.
Yeah, I hope so. Apparently, he's been watching the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Let us know when you get your ticket, Fred. We'd always like to hear about other Ham College graduates.
We do. All right. ICOM will be in touch. Back into some more questions here. What is the current in a circuit with an applied voltage of 120 volts and a resistance of 80 ohms? Is it A, 9,600 amperes?
B, 200 amperes.
C, 0.667 amperes.
Or D, 1.5 amperes. I think it's going to be D, but I'm going to check my...
We want a calculator?
Yeah.
120. 120.
Divided by 80. 1.5.
1.5. What were they saying in the chat room? D.
D, D, D. What's the current through a 100-ohm resistor connected across 200 volts? A, 20,000 amperes.
B, 0.5 amperes.
C, 2 amperes.
Or D, 100 amperes. You know, I'd really like to use 20,000 amperes, but I know that's just way beyond reality, so... What are we trying to solve here? We got resistance and we got voltage and we want current. So I know the E is on top, so that's 200 volts. The R is on the bottom. That's going to be 200 divided by 100. So I'm going to say C.
Yep, going to go in there two times.
2 amperes. That's what they're saying in the chat room.
Well... They're right in the chat room.
What is the current through a 24-ohm resistor connected across 240 volts? A, 24,000 amperes.
B, 0.1 amperes.
C, 10 amperes.
Or D, 216 amperes. 24 ohms across 240 volts. So that's... 240 divided by 24. That's pretty simple math. Even I can do that with my Alabama education. That's going to be C, 10 amperes.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm giving them a little longer in the chat room this time.
Oh, Jimmy's in the chat.
Oh, wow. Hey, Jim. Well, and Chip and John and everybody else in there, Mike, I'm going to agree with you.
Okay.
There you go. Looks like 24,000 amperes is never a good answer.
That's a lot of amperes.
That is.
What is the voltage across a 2-ohm resistor if a current of 0.5 amperes flows through it? A, 1 volt.
B, 0.25 volts.
C, 2.5 volts.
Or D, 1.5 volts. What is the voltage across a 2-ohm resistor if a current of 0.5 amp flows through it? So, remember, an I equals E over R, and we're solving for E. So, I and R are going to be on the bottom. So, it's resistance times current. So, 0.5 times 2, that's 1 volt.
A whole volt.
Yep.
I concur.
Chat room. Leaning in that direction. Yep. There we go. 1 volt.
Nailed that 1 volt.
Mm-hmm. By now, they're probably getting the idea of how this works.
I hope so. It's pretty basic stuff. Wait, there's more.
What's the voltage across a 10-ohm resistor if a current of 1 ampere flows through it? A, 1 volt.
B, 10 volts.
C, 11 volts.
D, 9 volts. Voltage across a 10-ohm resistor for 1 ampere flows through it. So,
need a calculator?
Nope. 10 times 1. It's going to be B, 10 volts.
10.
Because those are both on the bottom, that means they're multiplied, and 10 times 1 is 10.
I'll agree with you. Chat room, those brave enough to answer. That's what they're saying.
Yep.
And it is.
What is the voltage across a 10-ohm resistor if a current of 2 amperes flows through it? A, 8 volts.
B, 0.2 volts.
C, 12 volts.
Or D, 20 volts. What's the voltage across a 10-ohm resistor if a current of 2 amperes flows through it? I equals E over R, and we know R, and we know I, and since E is at the top of the pyramid up there, that can only be 10 times 2, which is 20. D. D.
I concur.
Yep. Chat room did as well. It's
literally twice as hard as the one I had. Twice as many volts.
Currently.
Yeah.
That was twice as many amps. No, twice as many volts, too. In which type of circuit is DC current the same through all components? A, series.
B, parallel.
C, resonant.
Or D, branch. Which type of circuit is DC current the same through all components? I know it's either A or B. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a series.
I'll agree with you. Chat room, they're a little mixed on this one.
Well, honestly, I wasn't 100% sure either, to be honest with you.
Well, let's look at it.
I was thinking about resistors.
Mm-hmm. Like this?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking about.
I read your mind. Since we measure current in series with the circuit, if we had an ammeter, say right there at the very beginning, right before R1, whatever current is flowing through, one of those resistors is flowing through the other one as well. There's just no way around it. It's the same at all points in that circuit. Because say if there's 1 amp flowing through there, if it's going through the first one, there's 1 amp flowing through the second one as well, because the current is the whole thing together.
But if you put them in parallel,
uh-huh.
In which type of circuit is voltage the same across all components? A, series.
B, parallel.
C, resonant.
Or D, branch. And which type of circuit is voltage the same across all the components? Parallel. So let's look at a parallel circuit. If you were going to measure the voltage in this circuit, there's only one place you could measure it. Because, say, at the two terminals there on the left-hand side, you put your voltmeter there and you measure 12 volts. It's going to be the same thing if you measure across R1 or across R2. It's just a straight wire across there.
Mm-hmm.
So the voltage is going to be the same at all points in a parallel circuit.
That's not really a voltage divider, right? The voltage divider?
The series would be a voltage divider. A parallel wouldn't. Because there's, in that parallel, there's, you can't divide the voltage there. It's the same anywhere you tried to measure.
Something like that to make the voltage divider. The ground, one tapped off the ground, then this dropped my voltage up.
So let's put a positive voltage in right here on this terminal. And then on this side over here, it can be negative or ground, just, you know, depending on what you got. All right, and then you took your circuit and you connected one side of your circuit to ground.
Yep.
And the other side of your circuit, you just connected it right here in the middle.
Went over to my...
And that was a positive. Yeah.
That's what I put to my input of my Arduino to read the voltage.
Yep. So that's a voltage divider. Now, the current is going to be the same here, here, or here. You change that voltage by changing the value of the resistor. Say if this is a 10 ohm resistor, you can see I barely passed first grade drawing. This is a 100 ohm resistor.
Well, if you had a crayon.
Yeah. Without doing some math, which.
Yeah, I don't remember the formula either. It's on my segment.
Yeah. But that, so if it was 12 volts positive coming in here and you did it this way, it's not going to be 6 volts in the middle. It's going to be more toward 12 volts.
So you got a voltage divider discussion for nothing, for free. They did.
If you want to look at it that way, some others may feel like they paid for it with time. Christmas is coming up.
Yep, it is. Hey, I got a great idea for people to go Christmas shopping.
For hams?
Yeah, even non-hams.
True.
You don't have to have a license to look cool.
Or wear a shirt.
You can do your shopping at shop.spreadshirt.com/amateurlogic. Get stuff for your kids, your wife, your girlfriends. I hope you don't have those both together, but some people may. I don't know. Wife and a girlfriend, that is. Yourself, your ham buddies. Get all decked out for the ham fest. Dayton's coming up fast.
Mm-hmm.
Go to shop.spreadshirt.com/amateurlogic for your Christmas shopping today.
Now, they are saying that social media is bad for people. Well, bad for kids.
I'm far from past that kid point.
Yeah, we're far from kids.
I'm pretty sure there aren't many kids in the chat room out there either.
So
there may be some viewers that are.
Yeah. You may catch us at one of these places here. Facebook.com/group/hamcollege or /amateurlogic.
You can also follow us at Ham College on Twitter or X. Whatever it is this week. And we also have at Amateur Logic, too.
And if you're not in Mississippi or Texas or one of the other states.
Or don't have a VPN.
Or don't have a VPN out of state. groups.io/g/amateurlogic. We don't have a /hamcollege on that one. Only /amateurlogic. But if you want to know when the next hamcollege is going to be or the next amateur logic, you can go to one of those places. We're always going to post it there and try to do it a few days in advance. Some days it's down to the wire, but we'll let you know, and that's a good way to find out. What if you were trying to look up a particular topic?
What if?
Yeah.
That's a real scenario. That happens often.
If it was something other than Ohm's Law, Where could a fellow do that? Or gal?
Well, you could go to the Amateur Logic Wiki. I know the guy that puts that on there, that updates that wiki, amateurlogic.tv/wiki. Kind of getting rough on mm-hmm. here. So anyway, go check it out. Got Ham College and Amateur Logic show notes on there.
Mm-hmm. And usually I can find what I'm looking for on there. Somebody will send an email. Hey, what episode was it you talked about this particular project? Or, you know, where can I get the schematic for that?
Oh, like the other day when I asked you about that?
Yeah. And,
and when it puts them on there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But sometimes things will slip through the cracks. Like you would think in all these years, in 20 years, the Ohm's Law has come up plenty of times, but.
Yeah, but I'm surprised we never really mentioned it in any of the texts of anything. But I bet you it'll be in this one.
I bet it will. Okay. What else do we need to cover before we get out of here? Oh, we were just saying about all those great social media places. You can find out when the next episode's going to be.
You can.
Right now, for you lucky enough to be watching, we can tell you when the next episode of Amateur Logic is going to be. When would you predict?
I think it's going to be on December the 19th. Wow. And that's the last day this year that I work.
It is. And you'll work that night, too. Hardest working man in showbiz.
That ain't work. That's fun, man.
Yeah.
If it wasn't fun, I wouldn't still keep doing it.
And this is going to be our annual Christmas episode, which any of you fortunate enough to have seen one in the past, I was going to say unfortunate, but anyone, if you've seen them in the past, you know, things usually run off the rail there. We got Mike VE3MIC involved heavily in those episodes, and he's already been at work. And Santa's workshop getting some things together.
Has he?
Yep. We're expecting to see a few from you as well, and the cheap old man.
Yeah.
And some from me. I have no idea what it's going to be yet, but I'm going to work on it this next week. And usually it's some foolishness or maybe some nifty tunes.
Or some nifty tunes and foolishness.
Yeah. And some last-minute shopping ideas. You just never know what it's going to be.
Going to be a lot of foolishness.
Might pull out a few best of from because we've had a lot of Christmas episodes now.
Yeah.
Might be a few interesting things in there we could refer to. All right.
Yeah.
7-3, everybody. Thanks for being
7-3,
here.
7-3, good night.
We want a calculator?
Yeah. 120.
120.
Divided by 1.5.
Divided by 1.5 equals?
80. Oh, well, okay, it is 1.5. I just did the wrong equation.